This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sudan's army appeared to gain the upper hand on Sunday in a bloody power struggle with rival paramilitary forces after blasting its bases with airstrikes. At least 59 civilians were killed, including three UN workers. VOA's Steve Karish has more.
The fighting erupted on Saturday between army units loyal to General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, head of Sudan's Transitional Governing Sovereign Council, and the paramilitary Rapid Support Force, or RSF, led by General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, who is deputy head of the council. Efforts by neighbors and regional bodies to end the violence intensified on Sunday. That included an offer by Egypt and South Sudan to mediate between the fighting parties. Steve Karish, VOA News.
Unilateral action on trade by European member states is unacceptable, the bloc's executive said on Sunday after Poland and Hungary announced bans on grain and other food imports from Ukraine to protect their local agricultural sectors. After Russia's invasion blocked some Black Sea ports, large quantities of Ukraine grain, which is cheaper than that produced in the European Union, ended up staying in central European states due to logistical bottlenecks, hitting prices and sales for some local farmers. Israeli demonstrations against the government's plan to overhaul the judiciary have continued despite Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's decision to pause contentious proposals.
The judges in my case have already been chosen. I've made it absolutely abundantly clear that the reform will not affect any judge who today or tomorrow in the future has to deal with my case. So my case is completely independent from this.
Netanyahu on